Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They got another trap in the corner if they want. Nice pass. Oh, a takeaway. It's Carter. Down three. He scores. 1 point game.
How about that? Coughing it up.
Carter.
They go for Bynum for the jump shot.
There he is in the corner. Bynum rimmed it out. Xavier somehow gets away. What a night.
Welcome on in BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawks are with you on a Thursday, presented as always by BetMGM. Big show on the way today. We'll have a great guest, Reed Wallach, on some college hoops later on. Of course, a lot on the Super Bowl, Chiefs Super Bowl props coming up in about 20 minutes. But we start with college hoops. We were on some games last night, and including the Marquette. That was a winner. Penn State did not cover for me. That they did not come close, although they played pretty well in the first half. That one didn't work out. And then Xavier, Providence, 85-83. As the Big East show continues to be interesting, Paul brought up the Xavier angle of the Big East and who's going to win that thing. I think that conference is interesting. Not as good as the Big 12, but it's certainly good at the top. I mean, I would say three or four teams have some real hopes at the top.
I was on two games last night. Both of them end up going to overtime, college basketball and the NBA. So I thought for sure the NBA was going to be a loser. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. Yeah, Xavier wins, but they don't cover. That was the issue there. A lot of injury concern. Line bumped up yesterday morning when we were on the air. So, I mean, yeah, that's going to be an intriguing finish. Maybe Paul's right. Maybe it opens things up a little bit in that conference. Not sure, though, but in the end, Xavier walks away with a big in-conference win. They continue to play very well at home. But I got to tell you, kind of off the radar because, you know, I get Big Ten Network. I'm in, quote, Big Ten country. As I'm flipping through, I'm like, my goodness, maybe Joe G was on something. Now, I know Minnesota stinks, but what was the game yesterday we were talking about? Was it Alabama won by 50, right?
Right.
Rutgers won by 35 last night. Are you on? How are you feeling about this Rutgers future that you're on that I made fun of you about? Jersey boy. I mean, if you're in the area, everybody's going on a deep run, whether we're talking about the Phillies or the Eagles next Sunday. And now it's Rutgers' turn. Is that what you're saying?
So I actually felt better yesterday about it when Mike Rutherford, our guest, you know, now he didn't go as far as the Final Four or championship, but he said he could see them in a regional final. That's the Elite Eight. Like, mm-hmm. Rutgers in the Elite Eight is a big deal. And there's, I mean, it was 80-1 to win the title and 20-1. I took the 20-1 to get to the Final Four. I thought that one was a little bit – just made more sense, right? Is Rutgers really going to cut down the nets and win the whole thing? Probably not. But they're good. Their defense is ridiculous. And Pikel's a good coach. So I am feeling pretty good.
You might. Well, the Big Ten has
While we're on the subject of cutting down the nets, guys, someone has to be the villain on the show. I am invested in Purdue after what I saw last night.
Enjoy that.
Mason
Enjoy
Gillis
every bit of that.
Dropping 9 threes like it's an open gym. They've got the best player in the country. 10-1. I'm in now. So, yeah, I will enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it.
No, you will not enjoy it. I'm telling you right now. You will not enjoy it. You will hate every second of it. Oh, man.
Let's go.
What a traitor. The one game.
It's fine.
We all hate Purdue.
No,
we
can't
all be in agreement here. Well, I'm fine with it. I'm on an island.
It's a good heel turn. I agree. I'll give you credit.
I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait. That first Saturday to take their opposition on the money line. They don't even get to the Sweet 16. I can't
Saturday.
Wait.
Saturday.
When Purdue Thursday. Loses to like Southeastern Missouri or something, and we're all, it's going to be so funny.
Awesome. You're saying 16? They're going to lose to a 16? They're
getting
one.
Before.
Ugh, that would be a sad before. Day for me. I went 10x on it too.
Yeah, the.
I mean, before we go any further, let's not forget they lost to the 15th seed St. Peter's last year. This is Purdue.
This is a new year, guys.
It's a new year.
All right, so who? Oh yeah, please give me a loss to Northwestern, projected as a 9 at the moment. Give me that.
Wow.
That's going to be fun. I cannot wait. I hope we're all together, too, watching these games in Vegas. Could be fun.
I don't want to travel again. Quick turnaround.
Goes out. Oh my God. He's staying home to watch this.
I have to leave my basement.
Again.
Oh, you are not allowed to talk, Missy. You are not. No. Last one allowed to speak on that.
Oh, the Miss right. Joining us midweek in Arizona next week. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, cats rant out of the bag.
I'm making it. Okay.
You know who I want to see?
I wasn't expecting.
Well, I
see Florida Atlantic.
Yeah. Oh, is that our team?
They're projected.
Give us FAU against Purdue. Eight.
They're a projected 8, so they take them out on the weekend. That would be pretty fun. No,
I'm glad there's now a bit here for Purdue. There's more of a bit that now there's some rivalry to this whole thing. Yes.
Why did you? Don't come on.
I'm in.
Come on. Oh, man,
Mason Gillis, Zach Edey.
Wait,
I love
they playing
it.
On Saturday.
It's my team.
What do they got?
Oh my gosh.
They're
not losing.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Indiana, Gertz. Right? Oh, Gertz.
Oh,
she came for your throat.
You?
She came right for your throat.
Listen, me and Gertz are cool.
Play the Indiana song.
Not anymore.
Please don't.
No.
No. Oh man! God,
all right.
So
speaking of bad beats, last night I saw this out there. Did you see the Marquette Villanova where that line went to? So we got it early. We got a good number. I was on Marquette, I got 5.5. But I guess it went up, and it was at 8.5 for some people at some books. Did you see the end of that game? Paul's nodding because that means he saw the highlight.
Well, there was 18 lead changes. I mean, I felt like I was watching a tennis match.
So
back and forth, back and forth.
It was. But then Marquette pulled away, right? And they're up 9 mm-hmm. with seconds to go in the game. I'm watching it right now in front of me, maybe 5 seconds to go. Villanova, breakaway to the basket. They miss a dunk. So if you're on the 8.5 and Marquette is up 9 with seconds to go, all Nova has to do is put the layup or dunk in and they cover the number. And they missed it. Paul, that was a tough one if you were on that side of it.
Yeah, I was not. I was holding out hope for a while that maybe Villanova could do the unthinkable and really blow up the top of the Big East and open things up. But I didn't necessarily totally realize it at the time, just because, like, we were talking about it at 5.5 and that never jumped. But yeah, between that and Arizona, right, there was a similar finish to that last weekend where someone missed a layup and then came down the other end for the opposite of a backdoor cover, the worst kind of backdoor cover, you know, depending on which side you're on. So yeah, college hoops. I mean, it's brutal out there night in and night out. It's crazy. There's a reason why, like, it's all over bad beats on a, you know, every week. It's the craziest.
It's every year, every week. I mean, part of it is the volume of the games. You have more opportunities for that. But yeah, these numbers are so tight, especially at this point in the year. They have, when most of the people were not watching college basketball, they're, you know, figuring out what the right numbers are on teams. And yeah, at this point in the year, they certainly haven't figured out. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough. Man, Tennessee, holy cow, 27%. You shoot 27%.
That's who they are. That's who they were last year too. I mean, they lost a star. But other than that, a lot of the personnel is the same. And honestly, I have not even looked at them this year, mostly because I'm still, like, bitter and pissed off about last year. But no, I'm not even considering them. I mean, they'll probably, like, similar, like, defensive metrics. Houston better offensively. But just can't trust them. And they're going to lay an egg at the wrong time. And as a two, they might avoid – it might get them to the second weekend and avoid a couple landmines, but they are very vulnerable.
We'll see how they finish up. Top three teams, KenPom, Houston, Tennessee, and Purdue. All teams that we have some worry about. That's why I think this is open. This is open for some weird teams to get deep into the tournament.
We got some time, but I don't think the committee is going to want to give two SEC teams a one. Talking about Bama and Tennessee.
No.
Yeah.
They'll pick one of them.
Yeah, well, that opens the door for Connecticut if they get themselves back together. St. Mary's, maybe not. That's that conference. Marquette, Kansas. The Big 12 winner is going to get one. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're going to do.
100%.
And I will say, Reed found a number on a team that he'll mention when he comes on. We were texting him as I was asking him to come on the show yesterday. Found a good number on a team. As it's wide open. A team we've talked about, but there's a good number out there. So when he joins us at 10:20, check that out.
So Reed Wallach is bringing Rutgers bets to the table? I can't wait.
I mean, all right. He is an East Coast guy, but it's not Rutgers.
I know. All right, NBA last night. Celtics.
to win the Celtics, NCAA title.
Well, speaking of Reed, Celtics-Nets, that game, woo! Once in a while.
Wow.
You ever see games once in a while, Aaron, in the NBA where it's like you miss the first 10 minutes, you check in, you're like, excuse me? I looked at the score, was 27-4. 27-4 in the first quarter. The game is just dead.
Terrible. I mean, they didn't have Kevin Durant, but that they just got annihilated by the Celtics. Celtics didn't even have Marcus Smart. That is a team on a mission. They all they do is beat the Nets, I think, 10 straight times dating back to last season. 109-96. I mean, it wasn't even close throughout.
Plus 25 in the rebound category. Plus 25. I mean, this year we've spent more time talking about the Celtics offense for good reason, and last year was about the Celtics defense. But, man, every aspect of the game just – I don't care if you have KD or not. If you're true title timber, I mean, come on, man. Even without your best player, you should be able to put up some sort of an effort on the road. It's big game, and Boston was waiting, and they were ready. Whew, that's brutal. Just ran out the gym first quarter. 46 points. 46. That was wild. TNT. Yeah. Was it at TNT? No, that was an ESPN game, right?
I think it was ESPN, right? Because TNT has Tuesday. I'm not sure when they flip back over. Tuesday, more Thursday stuff. But yeah, I think it was ESPN on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine seeing Celtics, minus 40 or something. You're like, I'll take the Nets. That's too many points. Nope.
Well, the other thing about games wild. Like that, if you're on props, either you're so far in the yes, like you hit it early, or you're dead. Like I was looking at some of the rebounding props yesterday because Jaylen Brown's had a good year rebounding. But then, like, they're up 35, so he's not going to play every minute of the game. So, like, I think he only had, like, 3 or 4 rebounds last night. That makes the NBA tough sometimes because the script of the game could just totally throw your props off. It's tricky some nights.
Yeah, and the other NBA game that I was on, this one was a winner, thankfully. What do you know? The Warriors lose on the road. That game goes to overtime. I was getting points with the T-Wolves. Feeling a little uncomfortable that we didn't win it in regulation. I'm like, here we go. Here comes a loss in OT, but did get it home. So Wiggins scores a bucket in the first minute of overtime. And then after that, the Warriors scored 2 points. 2 points the last 4 minutes of overtime by Golden State. They're very untrustworthy at times. And anytime they're playing on the road, I mean, that is still the case. You have to take a look. Now, Minnesota's strong home team, too, like most of the NBA. That's been the big trend that I will buy into a little bit this season in the association. But, that was a disappointing one. And now the Warriors have a big game tonight. So you've got, a 4.5-quarter game, and then you've got Denver this evening.
7-19 on the road. 7-19 for the Warriors. And if they don't get out of the 7th spot, right, they're 7th. If they don't get out of that play-in mix, they'll play either Denver or Memphis in the first round. Those teams are 23-4 at home and 21-4 at home.
We're still at a point where the Warriors' numbers are inflated. There was no reason for them to be road favorites last night.
It's ignoring the entire season, right? Isn't that what we're doing? We're ignoring everything.
Yeah.
And the sample isn't small. We've played 50 games now. These teams are 35-6. Like we're over 50 games played for a lot of these teams. So this is not a small sample. There's a lot to go off of. And it's just obvious. The Warriors do not win road games. It's been that way the entire season. All right, a lot to do. Reed Wallach is going to join us later in the show, talk some college hoops. He's got a good number on a team I'm excited to hear about. On the other side, though, we'll dive into Chiefs props. Yesterday, we were on the Eagles. Where to go with that? The numbers. We were on the Gainwell number, which is still a good bet out there. Now we'll get to the Chiefs. Where are we going there? I think a little bit harder to handicap the Chiefs because of the different guys in the receiving corps, injuries. We'll probably start with Kelsey, I'm sure. We'll do Chiefs props next right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.